I've only got about 5 minutes worth of stuff to say, and it will be the last words that you hear up here, because we are swiftly approaching a real climax. That monster movie they just showed, I hope I never see those creatures. They're so ugly. Anyway, friends, the human race is obviously, let's face it, a parasitic fungus, an infestation, much like fleas, and the host is soon to be dipped, as Carter was saying. The warranty on this planet is about to run out, but J.R. Baldoms is the extended service policy. For all you know, he may already be world overlord. In fact, if what Bob said is true, then you might already be world overlord. So, we must ask ourselves, why don't we have Halloween every day already? Why not the bottomless bowl of ice cream? Why not the dishwashing machine that really does the dishes? You alone can make this happen. Bob is not the answer, and neither is anything else. Praise Bob. You must learn to think for yourself, but only Bob can show you how. So stop asking what's in Bob's pipe. Throw yourself into his pipe and let him make an ash of you. For the nameless mission. This is all for the nameless mission, friends. This church is a religion that doesn't bullshit you, that it's not bullshit. Therefore, it's the one true religion. Now, no matter how stupid we must look or even be, we must continue for Bob. You too can be a part of this last-minute effort at changing all Earth history retroactively. Do you have what it takes? Then Bob will take it, my friend. You will go down Bob's pipe one way or another. You must be saved, even if it kills you. So put your frock where your mouth is, my friend. Repent. Quit your job. Slack off. The world ends tomorrow and you may die. Now, did you hear that? The world ends tomorrow, not next day, not in 1998. Tomorrow. The world ends tomorrow and you may die. Have you been living every day as if it was the last day of your life?
No.
Or else as if you had all the time in the world? Because it's one and or the other. Bob has made it quite plain that we had better cover our own asses, just in case, and build our own ships. I mean, we can't wait for the aliens. We have to build our own ships. And in the meantime, we might as well clean up the one that we're already on. People ask me, they say, Reverend Stang, now come on, tell me the truth. What do you really believe in? What do you truly, really believe in? I believe in that face! That face will always be there! And it will always be laughing, and not necessarily with us. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a pipe smoking in a human face forever. The only thing that never fails is failure. The only thing that never works is perfection. And therefore, fuck them if they can't take a joke!
Yeah.
Join the Church of the Subgenius, my friend. It's a no-brainer. Praise Onan for so many of the one-liners. Praise Carter LeBlanc and Priestess Pisces for what this will cost them.